Islamic organisations have avoided scrutiny by the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. For the last 4 years, the Royal Commission has been probing numerous religious organisations, but surprisingly, no inquiries have been made into Islamic groups. And lawyer Peter Kelso, who represented child abuse survivors, recently wrote to the Commission asking if they had looked at abuse within the Islamic faith. He got no answers from the Royal Commission. Mr. Kelso says, "We know that there are underage Muslim girls being pressured into things they don't want to do." He suggests the Royal Commission is deliberately avoiding any investigation into Islamic institutions. And it's interesting because I've often used the Royal Commission as a defence when people have accused me of picking on Islam. I've had the odd caller say, "Why are you focusing on Islam? What about the Catholic Church? It's far from perfect." And whenever that's said to me, I always shoot back by saying, "Well, we know that. And we've never given a free ride to other religions, including the Catholic Church, when they've been in a mess." Because when the Catholic Church was exposed as having a problem, a big problem with pedophile priests, it was the community and the media demanding that heads roll. We've spent plenty of time hammering the hierarchy in the church for being stuck in the dark ages. I've exposed pedophile Catholic priests. As a TV reporter, I chased them through several states. And my stories led to the conviction of a priest by the name of Philip Green, who was a pedophile. I've ripped into Catholic archbishops and told the Catholic Church to get serious and to weed out these creeps. And that's why I've got no qualms about offering similar advice to Muslims about the state of their faith. I've said many times, Islam has a problem in its ranks. There's an international gang of radicals who want to kill innocent people in the name of Allah. So I'm more than comfortable in critiquing the Islamic faith, just like I've done the Catholic Church. Islam needs reformation. And there are many in the Muslim community who think the same, including the Egyptian President al-Sisi. And back to the Royal Commission into Abuse, I think it's fair to ask, why weren't Islamic institutions subjected to questions? Maybe it's because they had no questions to answer. If that's the case, then the Royal Commission should say so. But if there was some other reason that it didn't happen, I think we've got a right to know.